Lord Jesus.
Ready, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for this gathering of believers. We invite you to take control of the entire service. Speak to us present and afar. We ask you to forgive us of our trespasses and iniquities. And let our will be done. Let your angels fill the room. And let them lighten up and kick out every darkness of evil. We ask for your favor.
Yes, sir, we
not just for those here, but those who be hearing us from afar.
Yes, sir,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I surrender my soul, spirit, and body to you, Lord. You are my strength giver. I draw from your wisdom and I draw from your power. So let your will be done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We want to sing this song in these, the closing days of time. What joy. Amen.
Amen.
His glorious hope our force. We'll be singing it from the screen. Turn around and welcome somebody. Say, God bless you for coming to the house of the Lord. Put a smile on somebody's face. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may not see that person again alive. I always say that, and sometimes you thought that was impossible, but it has been happening.
Metaka is way vibrant. I told you I have been saying into me, Basa. So
the same time that God is calling people to glory, people are also being born on earth. So last week, Sister Aunt Jane gave birth to a baby boy at Obuasi.
And in the now church, when you have a Jane, so our Obuasi,
So this year, Lord, we have had a lot of births.
And in the few we have
baby. And we don't hear people complaining.
And then they said, "Be break and watch them say, 'Yeah, dodo.'"
Why are these people giving birth too many children?
Now your own business, how they na? I have, yeah, we be break, sir.
It's just like when I put a little dog on the A4 sheet, and I showed it, and I said, "What do you see?" And everybody could only see the dot, not the large white area.
And he said, "Maybe pass a day dot we see paper white we saw up just say, and then they you Obiaka say." You dot na isisono. Nemo ubiaji anko paper white ni na aso sanet ye.
So don't always be looking at the negatives.
And inti
look at the positive things God has done.
And inti abri ni na ya yentu suma ya juu anko bonene so ananiyesia yempene so nemo yamo yenyuko nerade ya yempene so.
That's why David sang Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget not all his benefits. Amen.
Amen. Entuna, Ohin David, Eto, Enyum, Ewo, Enyum, Wahani Miensa, Jimumba Akode Okono, Si Mekrai Shereade, Na Mimua Di Nyina, Enshan Edi Nkunkunu. Mekrai Shereade, Nema Orin Free Nini Epa Nyina.
Amen.
So Amen.
Today, don't forget all his benefits. We have been concentrating on end time events, or what the white they will call eschatological events. End time events. I was sitting down with my mother-in-law this morning before coming to church, and I was encouraging her, telling her that, you know, it won't be long, you'll be a young girl. So yeah, I said Jesus is coming very soon, and all old people will be young, and the sleeping saints will arise. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. And I know
maybe you don't think that is true. How many believe that the Lord is coming?
Amen.
And I know he's coming, and those of us alive, within the twinkle of our eye, you will be changed.
And I know pay na mini masuba edin komona. Make a chain it didn't say enche usabe ye oba obi. Na ninyani se enche na ready is Christaba. Oba yin na yebesa aye mpafufro. Akwa ye mrant brim ni maba wa brim. Na emwahe na ejitum says albre no eba. Amen.
And how many are prepared for those times?
Na emwahe na yes ye wan amas albre no.
So today take your Bible, take your script, take your pen or pencil. And you are going to record a lot of end time scriptures. End time scriptures.
Enti enefa otru du enefa okrata enefa o Bible na obetrotro anabi okrishi no ma bibra efa ewebremu nyoma etwa se esi ehu.
Also brother Paul Osebuache and his wife sister Janet want us to convey their very very special thanks to the congregation for how you helped them out during the loss of their 26-year-old son.
Sansona, Onya Bema, Osebuachi, Oni, Nokeni, Madam Janet, Ose, Ompes, Omede, Asida Sonko, Emma Yenina, Wabra, Ombe Free Munina, Bijina, Wachi Man, yeah, come on.
And yesterday was the first time that we tried our church bus on a long journey. Of course, it came from Accra, so it has made one long journey already. But I'm talking of the church, and I'm told it was such a smooth trip. I want to thank Brother Paul, who volunteered to drive, and we thank God for that also. I'm sure Brother Jechi and his family will appreciate the church going that far to express our thanks. And that bus has come at the right time.
Amen. Andrew Asone Eda Edikanya. Yen Shenke se ba ye no. Yedi ko equatente. Omuse if we akra neba had ye now so na asafono emfan ko kwantintin se Andrew. Andrew etumi nyamia dum etumi de ko inya bema jechi. E you no edie ba ye na yankopon isha onuapo ah ochi edie ko na mate mate se Edia Koba, as you do, come on. Uncle Point Shay,
Amen. We were looking at. Take your seat before.
But your internacy, Kakra.
We have been looking at many are called, but few are chosen.
Yashe, assembly, ah, it is a be brain offer on a crab, you know, be you on.
And we have been looking at the broad way and the narrow way.
Samson, I ask, Ashe.
And friends, let me warn you. If you look at the first Exodus, as the journey intensified, people started withdrawing.
And you know, my mom said, so she, according to any decline, and Israel for free, Mizrum, Elkom, Bosas, and so on. A bra now, according to Numuya Dino, not be brave to sign.
And by the time they got to their destination, 2 out of 2 million were left.
Now,
Joshua and Caleb.
Ebra, Omuko Drew, Boshas, and so now, Nipa, 2 million, Equia, and then Munupe, Anna, Aka, Caleb, and Joshua.
We all looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 1 to 11, and the Bible mentioned some of the things that caused people to miss out. I'll drop off.
Sansona, yeshe, current of home medic, it's a mood about the corner. And no ma, it's a CMA, bibri. If it's a mumba, it's a mumba, it's a corner. And no ma, it's a CMA, bibri. And to me, Andrew Bosch assassin, so.
The Bible mentions this memory, unbelief, fornication, or immoral sins. And so on and so forth. So by the time they got to the promised land, only 2 of the original were left.
And in Tiasha, only you say, no, I'll be brave. Trust them, boss, and they've been a jamma, more been a casa casa, ene etuatie ni no bebre si anwinwi ah nipa bebre ye ya afi omukodu watata asoro na aka enipa miunupe.
And we are also on our journey, third Exodus journey to heaven.
Samson, yes, you were according to a torso, Miensa.
And the same demons that tempted them are also tempting us.
Now, our money, Omo, a 2 months in Tudiano, Sam Monina, and Abraham Susu, only a DSC.
You realize that people arose from amongst them that influenced them against the general trend.
You say, Bebre, else sorry for a mumua. Omosa yese omo de Susan so bonne e kan fofro ama oma kwetia okwantrodo na omo na so.
Some even challenge the authority of Moses. Are you the only one God uses and so on and so forth?
Bebre so so e sorry tia to me and Moses wo say ada won kwa na bit me dey enkan ya na ni na ma bebre keka ho.
So all of these things put together cause some people to miss the promised land.
And tisan yoma we ni na na keka bo mumma bebre to me.
And Paul, in warning the Corinthian Christians and warning all other Christians, said, all these things, let's look at verse 11, 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11.
Yeah,
the reason why all those things are recorded in the Bible is here. Now, all these things happened unto them for examples, right? As what?
And they are
written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come.
Now,
so
what,
they are really written down for me and you.
Now, what try to all say, unfortunate to you for Yenia, a rebrave about you.
Now, the devil knows that his days are very short.
Or when someone says, Nibrakan is.
Therefore, all the demons or reserves have been released.
And in the
this is where our prophet of God warned.
And in when now
he said, the lid of hell is open.
The
hounds of demonic forces have filled the earth.
Now money bebre asuma.
That is why the only way you can stand is to stay close to the Holy Ghost. Close to the word of God for your day. Don't look left, don't look right, don't look at what your neighbor is doing. Look straight to Jesus.
Amen.
Look away to the Lord Jesus and to him alone.
Amen. Enuntina abremu. Nebesna wajina nkwani se, obe bengu nkwankono. Na wajina ubresu asama wadia maono. Na enshani fa hebo nkuma hewechi ewo mushe woradi nyankopo nkwa na onu kwa na betu na wojina
why you look at me as pastor
empo so was a mention no
ensha
asofo anka no so
anybody's example
ensha opia ma
kwa nya aso ma we are supposed to point you to the right way but we are not your Holy Ghost
it was say ye ni ye chira kwa mpa na emom ye ni ye nya wo nkonko no. Amen.
Did you hear that well?
What in America?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things on earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
And you say, for any, see, yes, Christ also. Share, Nelly was from Connor so. Now, and you know, my was as he soon, a bear yet, I hold your ammo.
Hallelujah.
Then when I'm hiding.
So, knowing that this world had a beginning and will have an end, the creator of the world gave us warning signs to watch out for. Just when the world is coming to its end.
Amen. Say you say we are see we are na ne tebi aso we we ye no. Na obo so ni asase no e di ne o ma bi sisi sisi wo kire yen say. Sa ne mo we sisi a e na ego hu say e we ye no aben.
Amen.
Amen.
You and I have a beginning.
Me no bi enu ye wa asase.
So we have an end.
Enu nti e be na we ye so.
Whether you run away from it or not.
You are
going to give up the ghost one day.
Whether
you like it or not, you will
die one day.
But God has made provision for you to live forever.
And now so
it's only one way. Not many ways. The way God's provided way of the word for your day.
So don't
look at whether your sister is doing it or pastor's wife or somebody's wife or so and so. Don't look at anybody. Look at what the word of God provided for your day has said and taught the line of the word.
Amen. And man, shiny, on your baby, on your baby, so dear, some so on this, and when you also for be here, and I know so for be here, Nemo, she send me, and I'm not someone come all present here. Need this.
We are supposed to be ambassadors for Christ, all right.
It was a yes, it is
very dangerous to make a man, a woman, or somebody, a human being, your example.
Now, just a woman, on your baby, and I need baby, I hear one just war.
That's why the prophet brought Luke away to Jesus.
What
did he say? Look away to
whom?
They have WWJ. Well, what will Jesus do? WWJD. They have some singlets and they write WWJD. What will Jesus do? Anytime you set forth to do anything, you want to ask yourself, would the Lord Jesus have done this?
Amuwa, I say we watch any tia say, and I tell you to go as a tadi mu say, edena Jesus be ye. Tia na mobia ube tunu bisa mu say, insi Jesus onu ankobe ye weyana.
When they spat on him and they did all evil against him, what did he do?
Abraham wanted to so good. No
when all the angels led by Michael with drawn swords were ready, just two of them bent Sodom and Gomorrah and all the environments around, just two of them, and all of them were ready. But the Lord opened his mouth and said, Father, forgive them.
Amen. Abraham also opened Michael. And then above for a chin on one crante. Say, come on, change the round of the cassette. Mum round on my senior, on my son, I was a little. I'll be dead as if you know, Jumano. If you say, Umba Nupe, and to me, call Sodom Nukomore, essay, crony, and come when you're with my sons as his answer.
So,
yes, pay anywhere soon, or say, Jafacho.
If that is what he did,
as a son, oh, yeah,
and you do something else,
that's how you be,
then you show that you have a different spirit in you.
Nay, naturally, I say, for forbidden a womb.
If his spirit is in you,
the
Spirit will lead you to do what he did in that crisis. From the Old Testament to the New, the Word of God has explicitly shown signs of the end time.
I want
to draw your attention to these scriptures. Take your Bible, take your script, and write scriptures down.
Remember,
William Branham said the Bible is his absolute. But he
has
prayed. To be the bride of Christ, you have to recognize the part of the word for your day and be part of that. Listen closely. To be the bride of Christ, you have to find the word of God for your day and identify with that. What does that mean? Recently, I went on my phone and I saw a man building an ark in Ghana. And the man says, how many have seen that? Oh, very good. The man says it's going to rain, so he's building an ark like Noah.
Now, Oran, they say, in so case,
he
Is it the
word of God or was it the word of God or not? But what is wrong with it? It is the word of God misplaced. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to recognize your day and his message. This is not a day of building an ark.
When you pray,
what will you say of these Muslims and others that are slaughtering animals to pacify God for their sins? Was it not the word of God? Didn't even God himself kill an animal in the Garden of Eden to clothe Adam and Eve? Is it true? But is it applicable today? So you see how important it is to recognize your day and his message. You know, John Wesley and others came preaching the gospel. It was the gospel of Jesus Christ. John Wesley and others came preaching the gospel.
John Wesley but
the requirement or what was needed at that time, for example, in Martin Luther's time, was first of all publish the Bible and let people come to the standard that by faith, we are saved through by grace. We are saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. In other words, he came preaching justification.
Amen.
And even though he smoked and did some things, God did not even look at that.
And then to say, Esha, Ebra, Martin Luther, Bresson, na nyamia cast out was it? I say, trust a man there, what Latin, any Greek, as a woman.
God was going to move further.
Now,
what was needed at that time was what Martin Luther was inspired to bring.
Now,
you get it.
Amen.
So don't you ever go and unchristianize them.
Now, already to my dear, just what you say, Martin Luther, Onka, say,
then go move further and brought you holiness, sanctification.
Now, already baby, I'm calling him.
Mind you, despite the fact that they had come out of the Catholic Church, there were still a lot of Catholic things hanging on them. It's like sprinkling children. And a whole lot of other things. But what was mainly needed, what was really needed, was what God gave him. And only the predestinated children of God for that day accepted that message of justification by faith.
And then
the Spirit of God moved further.
Amen.
And anointed John Wesley. And they preached holiness. And the evidence of the Holy Ghost at that time will be the holiness that they displayed.
Amen.
The Methodists moved everywhere and shook the world in their day. If you compare all what Luther and the Methodists did to what was in the book of Acts, you realize that it was a far cry. But yet, it was part of the move of the Spirit of God. The Then it moved on around the 1906 era.
Samson, etuaso ekon enim biem.
And all those revelated ones from all the denominations that had sprung up at that time came together and said, Lord, we can see in the book of Acts how your Holy Ghost moved upon people and you did mighty works through them. Where is that power? And as they cried before the Lord, fasting and praying, the Holy Ghost fell on them.
Amen.
And the gifts of the Spirit started manifesting everywhere.
Amen.
Gifts of divine healing, gifts of visions, gifts of speaking in tongues, gifts of interpretation, visions, prophecies, and whatnot. The gifts that were buried came back again. And people thought that was it.
Samson, enam o so wa e course wo yes o Martin Luther nejo wesi dresso no ebi mu so kenkan hu se dwuma dia bi course o asomafo nguma nimu to mu nyina e ba bo mu anu e sia wo Luther Martin so na mu sia ye no anu mu se wadi ye hu se e bresso fo ne bom pa won kokoro sane bai nto mu sia se se mu ya kwanche ne e so ferade na mu ya kwanche su ferade no konkon no ba mu so e ma aduma cha Dawudo ni nyina e da ne waji.
And the people thought, yeah, Pentecost is back again.
Now, Libanica said, Pentecost, and a Pentecost, as I
believe. That was not the full restoration of the original, but it was part of it.
Now, so now, on fire, you know, MSC, you know, but not a crabby, and all the MSC.
So, few people from the Lutheran age moved into the Methodist age.
Now, you see, you know, a crabby, and a few Luther brain.
And few people move from the Wesleyan and Lutheran age into the Pentecostal age.
Samson akakra bi so free. Wesley brain mu so echo Pentecostal brain mu.
And those gifts worked everywhere and denominations sprang out of those manifestations.
Na sad matter dey did you ma be pray Emma in so so be pray free mu by.
Now in these last days.
Now Abraham, you know.
Said the Lord.
Send everybody.
Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet. What will he do?
Then obey.
He will take all the revealed things with the loose ends and straighten them and bring them back on the perfect foundation of the word of the living God by the power of the Holy Ghost. Working in God's anointed children.
Amen.
This is not a denominational time again.
Amen.
It's the word of God time.
Amen. And until now, Rani said, can my smile with you from Abraham? Now, no, no, Oba. Oba, Oba, Oba. No man can take it to Agos. No, Oba, 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 Oba.
Amen.
Amen.
So in every true congregation of the Lord, everything that has been manifested down the road to restoration, should be seen. We should have justification. We should have holiness. We should have the gifts of the Spirit. The power of the living God working in God's children. And above all, the original doctrines of the Bible. So this is where we are now. When the prophet of God came on the scene and he preached, harvest time.
Now go body for by Raymo no can send me say Ucha Brenu nye.
Which farmer that will sow corn will go and reap cob?
Okay, any ben Anna Obe dear bro. Now go cha brodia.
Which person that will sow corn or maize will go and reap the leaves?
Okay, any ben Anna Obe dear bro. Now, the
farmer will wait patiently for the former rain and the latter rain. The former rain is the teaching rain, and the latter rain is the harvest rain.
Amen.
So God sends a prophet to sow the seed, the true doctrine, and the Holy Ghost has come to quicken the word. Now, God is looking to you and I to manifest the full word of God for this day.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jump up and clap your hands.
So you can never
always say, Jehovah God.
Amen.
Jehovah God
has
released the Holy Ghost to come upon you, to come upon the children of God, to manifest the full power of the living God. This is not a time for a German Sam.
Abraham,
a time for fornication, adultery,
Abraham, and
no, this is the time for foolishness.
This
is the time to glorify the name of the Lord Jesus.
This
is not a time for witchcraft.
Amen.
This is not a time for witchcraft.
This
is a time for the Holy Ghost, man. You are standing. God's not dead.
He's alive.
Sing it now.
God's not dead.
Sing it like you mean it.
He's alive. God's
I don't like
not
the way
dead.
Some of you are clapping. Clap like you know what you are doing.
But some say, "Oni mnyawo ye."
I feel it in my whole body.
God is not dead.
God's not dead.
Oh yes,
He is alive.
My God's not dead.
He's alive. God's not dead.
He's alive.
I feel it in my. I feel it in my soul. I feel it in my mind. I feel it in my whole body.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the time that God has given us the opportunity to receive the fullness of the glory of God. You know, in the Old Testament time, when Moses went before the Lord on Mount Sinai, he was coming away from the presence of the Lord. The Bible says the face of Moses was shining bright.
Bible says Moses knew shall say a strength.
And the children of Israel could not look on the face of Moses.
Now Israel ma ent me hear Moses knew.
And that was the Old Testament of animal blood, the covenant of animal blood.
Now I know ye apam that animal na e ye abu amuja apam ni mu.
How about the blood of God? And you come into the presence of this God, not to just your face, but your whole being will be glowing with the glory of God. That is why sometimes when you are walking in town, somebody, a chap will say, "Wow, amen."
Amen.
The glory of God is shining all around you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise be to God.
Amen.
So, the Lord God Almighty has given us a lot of things to look at, lot of Bible prophecies to expect in our day.
And
those things are building up supernatural faith so that within the twinkling of an eye, your whole body can be changed in order to be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen. Now, son, you money na a wabu anu abadi nyankum jidye biya ba umu sani ebeya ubetime nya wanamu satraye anu nipabiyan satraye na wetime siye Yesu Christo uyu.
When we go to meet the Lord in the air, we are not going to take aircraft or aeroplane or no. It will be the Holy Ghost on your inside. That will change your body and make it so light that you can fly to meet the Lord in the
air.
Only the Holy Ghost on you. On your inside can do that. Nothing else can do it.
Eya onkununkwa, onkununkwa ewo umunu. Ana betimi amasa dumaji SCP. Ana wiye peye. Wiye pia ntumi nyesa.
So all our desire should be for that Holy Spirit. If you are interested in the rapture, that should be your main focus.
The
good news is this. If the Lord Jesus was willing to forsake everything, his position, his honor, his life,
Sena, you read Jesus Christ or Papa say, obey Jane any munyam, nini deep breath, and any unquani be out of war.
And allow people to spit on him and accuse him falsely and everything, just that he might save you, am I?
Na, wama, no man call for atun into so, I and I can never give you praise, and a bear, obey Jiminum, you know, unquan.
Then you must realize that he is more willing to give you what will permit you or what will enable you to meet him in glory and to be with him forever.
Amen.
He is more willing to give that blessed Holy Spirit to you than you are even ready to receive it.
Amen. And then now our papa, a chance to say, or the adibia, and I never bore more to me to a Christian. I own concono. Or prepare chances of my mom posting, say, oh, crowd, combedo.
So if you miss that blessing,
and then he said, "Oh, shit, sir, it's Jana."
You have no excuses.
Unyanu yebiha.
It's free, paid for you.
Onde oshi, we chaka yu to the maokwa.
It's yours for the asking and yours for the receiving.
Eyawo di aso bebi sa, eyawo di aso onsa so beka.
Now, let me bring you back to my subject.
Na maenfa unko.
What did the Lord Jesus and his apostles, as well as the Old Testament prophets, tell us to do to escape God's judgment and get ready for the rapture? That is very close.
Again, Jesus Christ, as my father dear children, any apam that any more do for any na ekache se yenye send your baya yebe to me.
Last 2 weeks or so, Brother Martin was preaching and he brought out one of the end time things to expect. The greatest deception of all ages is this day. People that will come in the name of the Lord and even perform signs and wonders and still be off the word.
So you don't have to be
a sign seeker.
And the
word of God said, "These signs shall follow them that believe." But believers are not sign seekers. But the signs follow the believer. You see the difference? And because of that, people go to all kinds of places and they are deceived into doing all kinds of things that finally will give them premature death. Just look at the days of Moses. When Moses threw the stick down according to divine instruction and he became a snake. Can you imagine what Pharaoh said? Oh, that's a cheap Egyptian magician trick.
And they
were also able to do the same thing, even more snakes than Moses. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, as Jannes and Jambres resisted Moses, so will these people resist the truth at this end time. In other words, God will send a prophet, and the signs and wonders that will follow his ministry, people will also be able to do some of those things.
Amen. So King Kai, Timothy Womedi can eat me and Sawa, or say, Senya, Janice, Nijambre, El Soritia, Moses. Oh, from another end, Sana Bray Mususu. If you must show it and I go past them, naturally saying, just say, Bray, we have best money due for our obey and send Cheney. Now you must also wait at the items and send Cheney.
But what is the voice behind the sign?
Now, and in the jeans and Cheney,
what doctrine, what teachings would they give after they have performed the sign?
And Chechevan or the man or bra, what does that send Cheney?
Oh, it doesn't matter what a woman wears.
Oh, I'm saying, I'm found in your bag.
Oh, whether they cut their hair or not, it doesn't matter.
So, I'm sure with somebody who muted the Indian found.
Oh, whether it's the Lord's breakfast or the Lord's supper, or it's the same, it's the.
Say, I'm not ready. Say, you're ready. And you're found.
Let me tell you, friends.
I mean, can't you know
the difference between William Branham
and
all the miracle workers that have ever lived in our end time days? Every word of God mattered to William Branham. That's why I keep saying, Matthew, the answer to Matthew 24:24 is
Matthew 4:4.
For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. Remember, Christ means anointed one. So there shall arise what? False anointed one. The anointed.
I say, I know na Christ atrofone atrofa di forbe sorry. The case Christ atrofa Christ then one now wasra one. In the church say one now money asra one. I never sorry.
The Bible doesn't say false Jesuses.
Because the man can say Yesu atrofo,
but false what? Christ.
No, see Christ atrofo.
False anointed ones. The anointing is of God, but the people are false seed. The person is a tear, he's a weed. He's serpent seed. Just look at those young girls, when Paul and Silas were walking through the Philistine city.
Now, Paul, any Silas, and now Philistine for assassins.
They said, look, these are the men, that spirit on the girl. These are the men that show us the true way of salvation. Was that spirit, was it wrong?
No.
What she was saying, was it false?
No. As someone, Ababa, what you can say, when in Yankupon, Uncle, and your own war, so, and when I'm on my own, and if I say, and someone no more can, now you cry now.
Brother Branham was talking about St. Martin's Day.
I want
everybody to sit down and listen to these things very well, please. Pay absolute attention. In the days of St. Martin, one of the church age messengers, they had a school, let's say Bible school or a seminary. All of a sudden, a young man amongst them said he has had a tremendous visitation of the Holy Ghost. And that everybody should listen to him. And he even went ahead and said that he was going to be given a very special robe. A special robe. And what that boy said, the time and everything, it came to pass. So he came and stood before them and said, didn't I tell you, now look at this supernatural robe.
But
the elder amongst them said, wait a
minute.
Let us take you to St. Martin to prove whether what you have is of God. The guy said he will not go. See, that kind of spirit, that kind of spirit, that evil anointing on people will never make them submit to true leadership. The Bible says, know them that have the rule over you and teach you the word of God. You have the right to pray over your leadership and find out, is he of God or of the devil? If he's of the devil, run away. But if he's of God, humble yourself.
Amen.
But if you God shows you that they are of God, then humble yourself. The Bible says, humble yourself under the mighty what? Hand of God. That hand is made up of five fingers. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. The hand of God. Humble yourself under the mighty what? Hand of God. And he will lift you up. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So, anointed ones are out there deceiving people. Quickly turn to Deuteronomy chapter
13. Some
of you don't even bring Bibles to church, or because you have this. You have to have a notebook and write down the scriptures, and when you go home, study them over. And God will give you deeper understanding. Now, if there arise among you, God warning, the Old Testament believers, if there arise among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams and give thee a sign or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder come to pass, whereof he spake unto thee, saying, let us go after other gods which thou hast not known, and let us serve them, thou shalt not hearken unto the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God proveth you to know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
Amen.
You assume that you.
Say, I did for Anna, I dare so for be sorry, woman. Now, Oma woman, Saint Cheney, Anna, on my dear be. Now, Saint Cheney, Anna, on my dear, or can't you one, boom? No, I can't say. My young conco di nyame fufro a oni won echi nko som won a inti eji fo
can answer o se o ma o di ya na bibi na sa de na eden
ebem
anya ho na nada anu won ye ji supernatural di and I'm say ji supernatural di enti so obi ba won chen a sa la ho na o di beba. Ah, young Kuma to me, Sala Honor, the Baba E. What can't you me say? I'm poor and no crap. Nothing now, tis in the radio. So, to some of you people, your pastors are actually the radio preachers, the radio prophets. We have got anointing oil. Never be sued them when they be by now, they don't turn on to. And here comes a prophet of God telling you it's wrong. But you listen to that false prophet because what can send be a me babe.
We believe in the gifts. We believe in the prophecies. We believe in everything. But here he's saying that when he says and it comes to pass and he wants to divert you, don't follow them. Some of us, our prophets or our pastors are on the radio. Because they are prophesying that come to pass, whatsoever he tells us, we just obey it and we just go on to it. Meanwhile, the prophet of the Lord has made it clear to us that it is contrary to God's way. Amen.
My pastor, no, who not there?
They will be asking that, does your pastor see his vision?
I mean, why they are making sure?
If I see something, do you want me to come and tell
now
you?
Now we are Delilah. What about the cum anointed?
That if we are Delilah, you come and kill my anointing. I won't do that.
Come and throw, I will just pray about it.
I won't do that. I'll pray about it.
Huh?
Yeah.
Don't ever let people know what God has given you before they will be chasing you and destroy you for it. That's why we have put ourselves in trouble by talking. Amen.
Amen.
So false anointed ones are multiplied everywhere in these last days.
And
it's a rush, flashing red light of his soon coming.
And in the for ashes, I used my baby. No air boy and can say in my no abbey.
People can get very desperate. Desperate for maybe you want a child, desperate or husband, desperate. So you sneak away and go for to some place and as soon as they see you, they start prophesying about you. And sometimes when there's a crisis and we get around, we see that the people are receiving instructions from this one here, instructions from that one there, instructions from that one there. You'll be standing there like you don't even know what you are serving and who you are serving.
And then he said, to the
that is said, why you are not seeing what you are supposed to see.
And then to the minister, how now when everybody say you call the panel in China? We want say, oh, now we are afraid. No, I can't say we are afraid. No, I can't say nothing. Now I say, I don't know new ninja me bukra. Awesome, no?
As if these men here are teaching you demonic doctrines. And your pastor is not even a believer. Let me tell you, all the mighty true miracles are in the word of the living God. And if you take this word, it will produce the works. But you see, the devil is trying to cast some kind of slur over God's servants so that you cannot even respect them and the anointing over their
lives.
The prophet of God preached a message and he titled it Respect for God's Servants. He said, how can your pastor help you when you don't even believe him? To be a man of God, you are listening to negative things. How can he help you?
But
the grace of God. You all have seen how Brother Obuo has lived before you. You know how Brother Martin has lived before you. You know how everybody else has lived before you. And some of us have lived before you for years. It is very, very surprising that you can open your ears and listen to Tommy Rot. By the grace of God, since he called me, by the grace of God, who can accuse me of ever flirting with anybody, unless Satan's children?
By the grace of God, what woman can come and stand before me and tell me I even held her breast or held any part of her? By the grace of God. By the grace of God, we have tried to live and set a godly example before you. By the grace of God. But the thing is that if they could find fault with Jesus, if they could find fault with the Lord Jesus, to the extent that they recommended crucifixion as punishment, then who am I to think that everybody will be clapping for me? But just the Bible says, know them. Know them that have the rule over you. I should be able to defend you.
If you said, me to me to know what
I should be able to defend me. Some people say, no, this brother, no, I should be able to defend you.
If you said, me to me to know what you say,
because by the grace of God, I know you.
If you say, Nyamiadu Munti Minimo.
And you should be able to defend God's servants. This thing is a lie. He can never, he has never been guilty of things like that. Let me share a powerful testimony with you.
My minister, Adam saw some queen show.
A certain sister was going to die.
Now,
God served the Lord, the sister was going to die. But some people came around and started attacking Brother Branham. They were lying and speaking evil against Brother Branham. And the sister under her, under death sentence, stuck her neck out and said, no, all what you are saying are lies. William Branham is God's prophet. I don't care whether I die or not. He is God's prophet.
Amen.
And you know what? The Bible says the angel of the Lord heard it and came and told Brother Branham, go and tell her, thus saith the Lord, you shall live.
Amen.
And he went and told her, and the sister was still
there.
Speak the right thing. Stand for the righteousness and not be ashamed of the message of the hour. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I haven't even gone anywhere yet, and time is
running.
So, the greatest age of deception, it's a flashing red light of his soon coming.
Now,
write down these scriptures.
Matthew 24, verse 24.
2 Timothy chapter 3.
Deuteronomy
13 that we just read.
1
to
5.
2 Timothy chapter
4. 9.
We'll move away from that. False anointed ones have multiplied even in the message.
Christo, I tried D for adults. Umpo,
amen.
Amen.
Teaching for doctrine the ideas of men. You are warned. Now, the second thing flashing red light here is the road to eternal life is becoming so hard to travel on that very, very few can stay on that road. You remember the vision the Lord gave this young man some time ago? The last part of the vision, I remember very well. Those people were saying, things are going to get so difficult in the last days till only truly spirit-filled ones can go through. So when the Lord Jesus spoke of so many end time signs, earthquakes and diseases and famines and tsunamis and so on and so forth, he advises how to face this end time. Luke 21:34 onwards. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with eating, that's suffering, eating and drunkenness and cares of this life. And so that day come upon you suddenly or unawares. This is a time sign and a warning. And the Lord Jesus himself telling you how you can face the end time.
I say, now, Munchen mu ye. Na pocha ne insabro ne nkwan yi mu.
Okay, my man can you know.
Okay.
We are professor. Me na me ya professor. I say na monhwa mu ho ye. Ah? Na pocha ene insabro ene abrabo we mu enoma ho dadwene. Abrabo we mu enoma ho dadwene ne how?
The curse of this life.
And Shema Kumasu
doesn't take control over your heart.
Na edanu ametumu mpofrim.
So that the day will not take you unaware.
She time I edema we are saying normal.
Let's look at the time we give to the worldly things.
Na she no time I enyame nyame asem tie ne ne kenkan.
And let's look at the time we have for the listening of the word and the reading of the word.
Adenti ne bampai ba nipa ka krebi ne ba.
Why is it that when you are coming for prayers, few people are able to come? What at all are you doing in the world that is hindering you from coming to the house of the Lord, preparing you for the coming of the Lord?
We've
been eating, drinking, and the cares of this life and the challenges of life. Our brethren that have left us, have we not learned something from them? The money and the thing that they got, today we hear this one has passed away. Have you ever heard that they were able to take one thing with them?
Emma Bawa.
Young ladies.
No abawu nema makwasem penny bia wa bodam.
You just allow yourself to any useless.
And then cry, yes, sir. And then any mass don't do that. Look at how their partners struggle hard before they even give in. Any mass, moa. Are you worse, less than any mass?
Musa say moa nana.
So when the mass sukri adam and yaman foa.
If you know the judgment that
I remember there was this woman.
Mikai Obavia.
Okay. She shared this dream with
me.
She left her husband and went to Ivory Coast to stay with another married man. And she had a dream. She was taken on top of a mountain. And she saw below a lake, like Lake Bosumtwi or somebody. And people were stuck in that lake.
And
from time to time,
waves
from that lake will come on them and they'll be biting their fingers and doing different things. And they were under torture. It was like apia. You know what apia is? I don't know the English name for apia. So apia. Like one minister that we used to be with. He said, today if you hear his voice, don't prim your heart. I said, that's right. Don't prim your heart. Amen.
Amen.
And the angel of the Lord explained to the woman. He said, the water you see is not water, but that which comes from immoral living. The water of fornication, adultery, that is the lake that you are seeing. And it has turned into something like concentrated sulfuric acid. And when it sprays on them, it touches them and you can't even run away.
Amen.
Just imagine.
Na nyankopon bofo e ka kire oba no won da yesun we say ne hu ya etale wo setade no enya nsuo na emom eye acid anu odin ana omujinem na omujinem say acid no bun kanfa wo mo so a na de o yaw e bro om na sa tibia no hu om wo ejoma mo ni awa say a omudo om say mu na odo mako dua sa tibia ni mu
eti adwama mu nsuo no adwama mbo mu nsuo no na ye sa tade no.
So
the water of
fornication, that lake that she saw.
So can you imagine all the fornication you have ever committed gathered there as a lake to torture you in future? If you don't repent, that is what is ahead of you. Both men and women, that's what is ahead of you. Even worse than that.
And to back your mama, oh boy, that
is why the prophet. That's why the prophet of God preached souls in prison now.
He saw
them in total, terrible, terrible torture. And he said, you should never wish that your worst enemy will go to a place like that.
I say,
what will I gain, for example, if I smash Benti Omuko Amani Unumeti say I'm fast over in the menya? No, I will never wish for anything for anybody. I don't care what they do to me. I will pray for their soul that they will not go to such a horrible place. Such a horrible place. Never, never. And some of you, if you wish your husband to be there or your wife to be there or somebody who doesn't like you to be there, repent. It's not a good spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, that narrow way, getting so narrow.
And it is our
now, very, very few. You may have a big group of church members. It doesn't mean all of them are born again.
And to be brave.
You, as an individual, stand for righteousness. Be like Moses that we spoke of on Friday. He chose to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? He considered reproach for Christ greater riches than any treasure in Egypt. And he followed eternal life.
Now,
we see Moses with the King of Kings and Elijah on the mountaintop.
Now, Moses and Elijah,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a reward for standing for righteousness. If I tell you the things we have to forsake to get here, so many opportunities. The first time I got to Canada in
1988,
they had granted amnesty to those who were already in the country. If I wanted to stay in Canada, I could have gone and stayed there and started a church like others have done.
Nana, come back to Canada. Then Kakonya no home, I'm a question.
I said, that's not where God called me. I came back.
Now, my catcher was saying, you're on a ready frame, ready frame.
And I tell you, so many opportunities. The people that I lived with, Sarah knows, in that mission house, those missionaries, if I had agreed, I would be sent to Canada, Switzerland or New Zealand or Australia or somewhere to train, come up a theologian and take care of their churches. I studied their doctrine and knew, no way. I would rather chew stones and follow this entire message.
Amen.
Than follow anything like that.
Amen.
And even right now, as I'm standing here, if I wish to, my children could fight for us. I will stay in America and never step here for people to be saying all kinds of things. Just stay away. And you take whatever you want to take.
But
again, I said, God did not call me to stay in America.
Amen.
He brought me here, and this is where I have to die.
Amen.
That's why I'm still here. So it's not about money or possession or position or property, no.
Also,
me bosinadi nina na sevia se nina pa mea. Semiwo Yesua na mewo adienina Christos mebo
se adienina
oso mebo se sika
nina
na sevia se Nina pa mimpa minyan me sawo Yesua na wo
adina Yesua sumebo se adie nina.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
The world is in a Sodom and Gomorrah condition. It is at such a time as this that we are told there will be Janus and Jambres. Yes, and they are working false miracles all over the places. And they have deceived millions of people. But God has elected and predestinated a bride, and they cannot be deceived. They would rather die than sacrifice unto the devil. If you have to choose between marriage and the word of God, choose the word of God. Why? Because there's no marriage in heaven. So if your brother won't go, if your sister won't go, don't hinder me.
I
like the song, I'm on my way to the promised land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way to Canaan's land. I'm on my way. Praise God. On my way. If you won't go, don't hinder me. If you won't go, how can you ever condemn sin?
You are in the same hostel with the person who has brought his boyfriend or girlfriend.
Are you phone the fragrant girl?
He has taken your phone to make calls.
Now, Crampo, now call her Nimano. About Anwamina Kunyana sister. You are a compromiser. You are as guilty before God as the one doing it.
We will be out to me and see Jina here now. We, Namian, who do you for to sell Nipana or the Obas Abraham?
And Yanom, there's no way I met me and describe what many who had done the Bonya for a name. I may, yes, true.
Brother, there's no way I can describe the judgment that is ahead of us to scare
whatever
somebody.
You have to go through on earth. In order to make it to the rapture, do it. If you have to separate from everybody, separate yourself. Stand alone for the kingdom of God. Because I tell you what, that place, there is no earthly language to describe the joy in that place. If you hear that I'm gone, pound your fufu, eat and rejoice. If you hear that I'm gone, it's not because somebody has killed me. Who can kill me? I'm almost 77. Bible say, young man, I say.
Bible says you have only 70 years.
He just said, "Me, who are? Now, who welcome me? Who did they never welcome me? Man, I'm in young wimpo.
Hey, man, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet.
See me here, then. Me young wimpo.
I'm not there yet."
Me don't me who say me mo kroni di no mo ni pe bi shoshe ko jan ni erect altar ni e kesi mi sa ni e kesi mi sa a mi jan me suma yesu mo ja tu ni se e ko hwi mo se bye so wo say ade no say ya de
amen.
As long as the blood of Jesus is around us,
hey,
and
amen.
The power of the living God is with us, who mom na gina ye
who na gina ye.
The angels of God, the angels of God are protecting God's predestinated bride. And
they have a work to do.
You can't do nothing to God's bride. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Flashing red light of his soon coming. The world is a Sodom and Gomorrah world. 1 John 5:19. The whole world is filled with wickedness. We know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in what? Wickedness. Where did they come from? Ephesians 6, 10 to 18. We are not fighting against flesh and blood. We are fighting against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. Wicked spirits in high places. And those wicked spirits have anointed people. If you are a man and you allow those spirits to anoint you, be so wicked towards your wife.
And you'll
be so wicked against your own husband.
You're
so wicked against your brothers and sisters, even your own children.
If
the Spirit of Christ rather anoints you, it makes you kind. Makes you forgiving. Makes you generous. You want to lay your life for the other person. Some of you have never attended a funeral.
Whenever
somebody who can
when somebody is in difficulties.
Some girlfriends be too more.
These are the people when they are in difficulty, they want to cry for everyone to hear that they are in difficulties.
Matthew 7 and verse 12, the golden rule.
Matthew 7 and verse 12, the golden
rule. Do unto others.
Yema afufro.
All things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you.
Asi ni omo yina sani opesa afufro yema onu.
Do ye even so to them.
Sansu na ososo yesama afufro.
The opesa nipa yema onu.
What you want men to do for you?
Who dare to an amon your man?
Do
for the old person who couldn't your man, who move your man.
What you want your husband to do for you? First, do for your husband.
The old person who be your man, who your man.
What you want your wife to do for you? First,
the old person will be your man, who can your man.
What you expect others to do unto you? Do first to
that
them.
That is the law and the prophets.
And only a deal for no name rano.
And in the end time, nipa ye wicked, I say, oh. Bro, mommy, 200. Ochina, me di be bro. Now it will be crazy. Ke what time the man? I say, who are no dodgy dodgy. Says the canning tikra or no ayaka. Or the mokre bejaya, sorry.
Brethren, wickedness is abounding to you. Say that your brother or your sister will come to you that, oh, I'm in difficulties. Can you help me with this amount of money? Maybe 200 cedis or 300 cedis.
Or 1,000 or whatever.
Or 1,000 or 2,000. You might not even have it, but you go and borrow. In the quest of assisting your brother. And after giving the money to the person, you know if you've seen the person again. Whenever he sees you, he will dodge and hide somewhere. And because of that money, he won't even stop coming to church.
See, they are demon down.
It has been happening to all of us.
Because of that, the Bible says end time. Because iniquity will be plentiful. The love of many will grow cold. But the Bible says, don't stop being good because people are misbehaving. For there is a reward at the end of the road. Do you want man's reward or God's reward? If you want God's blessing, then persevere in your kindness. So the Lord Jesus Christ is telling us that in the light of these things, we should watch and pray. If there is any time that people should intensify their prayer life, it's now. I cannot bring all of what I have down here in one meeting. Some of them have already been preached. I'm just summarizing them or reminding you of them.
Daniel,
write this scripture, Daniel chapter 12, 1 to 4.
Chosa,
or in fact, the Chosa whole Daniel chapter 12. Read
Daniel,
it
it's
that knowledge shall increase. Right now, people can take your voice and make you say things that you never said. Now they have trackers. Your wife, your husband, your loved one, somebody can put a tracker in your back and you don't even know. And you can lie that you are somewhere else where you are with your boyfriend or girlfriend or whatever, and they will track you and be watching everything you are doing. That is one of the things we should buy quickly for our van. the van as well as the bus.
Put
those trackers in
there.
We'll be watching the movement on our... If anybody tries to steal anything, we'll see the person. Before they realize it, they are arrested. We are living in an age of scientific advancement. So much till the prophet said they are probing into God's laboratory and they are going to touch something that will destroy the whole world. There is a man called Albert Einstein, a great scientist. He said there is an epicenter somewhere. If man can probe and get to that place, they can create. He is talking about scientific achievement. What he said is for God's children. That's where God's prophet struck. And he had a third pole anointing. He spoke squirrels into existence.
Brethren, sit down well.
Baby, I drew on.
Where we've reached.
Onyankopon ye crowd say. Oya betran asafrentem.
God is well prepared to come and stay among his.
Ye mundu do aye person betran ye ntem. Ye so yina ye.
Any of us that are wishing that God should come and stay among us, let's be on our feet.
Na onu ankasa. Said the otra ni my Israel for them. Na otra edikan for ni them as ma for se mungu mem. Na onyankopon di omu ya anwade no. Opesi etu e hu si woni etu e ja wiase adwindwene ni no mo funu nyina. Na na samo di bre ye dani de nyina. If any in our Bobran yet, yet to two nomen in a Nyanum, Nyanum, Temno, will be any, I dream for Bia will be out. Now I dream, oh, Nyan, we are jumpa.
Amen. That
say, Onyankopon, Kukra Babet, Scientem. Obey to me for a little Esther, so Esther would now hear me. Now, one ma, a quarter for one to one.
Amen.
He
is wishing that even as he was among the Old Testament, among the Israelites, and in the New Testament, even as he was in, among them in the book of Acts, working among them signs and wonders and miracles, he wants us to forsake everything, forgive ourselves, throw away any bitterness we have in our heart, and then go further, that he can use us. When he comes, he can even use our precious sister here to do wonderful things, that he can even heal lepers.
If only we would devote our lives and say, Lord, Lord,
prepare. Don't say that you are old. Mr. Sebe, you are not old to be used by God.
John the Baptist, 6 months old, when the Holy Ghost.
John the Baptist received the Holy Spirit whilst he was in the mother's womb, 6 months.
So nobody can say you are too young or too old.
To be to me, I say, Mister, and I say, my new Rudo.
Yankopon Shah said the most, yeah, man, what did he say?
When God said, he was at the age of what?
Eddie Mose, a yeah, man, what did he say?
80 years.
Governor. 80 years, Moses
was 80 years when God was about
starting.
I've not even reached 80, so it means I've not even started.
Oh, Erade.
Oh, Lord God.
Bravo, man, tem why?
Come among your children.
Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come. Sweet Spirit, I pray. Come, in thy strength and thy power, come in thine own gentle way.
You lift up your hands and your heart unto the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, help me to love you with all my soul, with all my heart, with all my mind, with all that I have. Fill my heart with your love. So that I will not allow anybody to contaminate my spirit. That I will keep a pure heart towards all men, no matter what they do to me. That I will love my enemies. I will forgive anything anybody does to me. That I will be sincere in everything that I deal with people with. If I promise anybody, I should keep my promise.
And
those of you who are workers, if you promise a man you go and do the work, go. If for some reason you are not able to call them before time, you should get a mark of being honest. Let people say that about you as me, brother, the worker sobe, but sister, worker sobe, no beye. Let them see that as your hallmark, not oh. They should never say such a thing about you as a believer.
A man young come from that say, where do you gather your son and her from? I never told any. Okay, Jenny, honey, when you are to a man come for.
Any way that you have deceived and lied about any situation, ask God to forgive you. Any little something that you have stolen, send it back. Any little lie you have told, correct it. And if we do all this and we are washed in the blood of Calvary's Lamb, and God is wanting somebody to use to manifest himself to be alive, he will use you. You want God to use you?
And
you want to raise up your hands and say, Lord, prepare to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Prepare me, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, be a sanctuary, pure and holy,
pure and holy,
tried and true,
tried and true,
with thanksgiving,
with thanksgiving,
I'll be a living. I live in sanctuary,
sanctuary
for you,
for you,
for me, yeah.
Sweet.
cram naga say, Lord, I surrender my whole life to you.
From the depth of your soul, confess unto the Lord.
Say, Lord Jesus, if you are willing to use me, I surrender my all to you, Lord. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. So we say, I fashion a course, and when I'm getting kitty, and in the bed, I call home.
If you look at when Asantini was burying his mother,
I didn't mention Asantini.
Or if you look at this festival that just took place, if you look at little children who have given themselves to
demons,
spirit, demonic spirit.
If little children can give themselves to demons to use. Don't tell me you cannot open your heart for the Holy Ghost to use you for the glory of God.
What
did I say? When I'm getting kitty to me, jam demons, Adam money, Eduamu ye juma. Now, Penina want to me for home, Radin, one found ye juma, Shenny Jan Munyam. Adolfo, don't deny yourself to the Master. One who has died for you and shed his blood for you. Look at how much Jesus has suffered to save you that he might use you. Ask God to forgive you and put you into his service. Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Fill me with music. Fill me with anything that you want to use me for. Now, church, let us all pray. Pray from the depths of your heart. And I pray that as many as will surrender their heart, the Spirit of God will right now fill them and use them for the glory of God. Dear Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I invite you and your heavenly angels to come into armies, as many hearts as are surrendered to you. You cleanse them in your precious blood. Cleanse them with your precious blood. And let the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, descend and enter them and use them for your praise and glory, that the world will take note that you are alive and not dead. Now pray all your heart out. Sing out to Jesus and surrender.
Oh, to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. Oh, me, Jesus, take me now.
Hallelujah.
Surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender. To Jesus, I surrender. Make me Savior, holy thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit.
Just think of it.
The
Lord Jesus Christ Himself living in your heart. Protecting you. Guiding you. And teaching you. Showing you things to come. I'm blessing your handiwork.
If you don't want this, what do you want again?
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I commit your servants, the preachers, all of them into your hands. Their families, Lord. Commit the deacons, their families. I commit the trustees, their families, welfare, Sunday school teachers, everyone that Lord Jesus loves to come to your house, not just here, but everywhere. Lord, your prophet said, before you take your bride away, anoint her with your superpower. He cried out once more, Lord. Once more, shake this sinker's well before you take the bread. I commit all the young girls in the church, all the unmarried ones into your hands. Those who disgrace you by fornication, forgive them. All those who have ever committed adultery, men and women, forgive them. Forgive everyone and every wrong thing and every wrong deed. Forgive us. If there's something you want us to make restitution for, remind us and cause us to do it. May the Holy Spirit mean so much to us, Lord, that will stop at nothing to receive it. And when we are receiving, to retain the anointing. Lord, hear us and prepare us for your soon coming. May we be willing to bear reproach for the cause of Christ. Let people laugh at us, do anything, but may we be willing to bear that reproach for your name's sake. Because you are willing to bear reproach for us. So it is our turn to show our appreciation by standing for righteousness. Grant it, Father, as we prepare to sup with you tonight. May you cleanse everyone so that we come to your table not for condemnation, but for blessing and inspiration. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, sweet fellowship of that blessed Holy Ghost, be with you all now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Shall we
shout? Shake your brother, your sister, and say, the Lord bless you.
We coming back here at 4:30 for the Lord's Supper. And people have received miracles when they came to the table with revelation. So come expecting. Come in purity. And the Lord bless you all.